With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Bolaños. A museum housed in a former Carnegie Library has closed its doors. FM 89's Laura Satsui reports the Hanford Carnegie Museum nonprofit can no longer keep up with the terms of its lease.
The nonprofit has leased the Carnegie Building from the city of Hanford for 45 years. It's required to maintain and insure the building, but both have been costly for a century-old structure.
I know we were on a cliff, but I feel that we got pushed over by the pandemic. We were unable to do fundraisers or our usual activities that brought income in.
Sylvia Gonzalez-Scherer is vice president of the museum's board. She says one saving grace is an anonymous volunteer who offered to house the inventory of photos and relics from the early 20th century for the time being.
The last thing I packed was the goggles of Amelia Earhart. I don't know, I can't even express how I felt about that, you know, adequately, you know, without writing a poem, you know.
Gonzalez-Scherer says Earhart taught one Hanford woman how to fly. She hopes the museum's collections can be displayed again within the next year, but the nonprofit will likely lose the Carnegie affiliation. She gave the keys back to the city on Monday. The city says it may lease the building to another nonprofit in the near future. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.